Yisboh, maybe we should be afraid that the Krisis, that the parasha of Gittin that's written in the Sefer Torah, that's what the husband meant to give it to her, Lishem Gershin. So where it says, no, Abina v'kosav lo lishmo v'leka, that you have to write to get lishmo, it has to be written for this wife and for this husband. And here the Sefer Torah was tam written, Lishem Kedusha Sefer Torah. So therefore, of course, it's possible. Techitayman, maybe you'll tell me, Leichesh, let's be afraid, Dilma Akhtim v'yoyev le'zuz le'safram, Meikara, maybe this husband gave some money to the Sefer at the beginning when he first went to write the Sefer Torah, or when he was up to this Pasha of Gershon, and he wrote it, Lishayim, this man and this wife. So Gemara says, still it's no good. Ho be'inon, it should be Shmoy Ushmo, Shem Iroi v'Shem Iroi v'Leka, but that's the Ika Torah of the get. The Ika part of the get is you have to have the name of the husband, the name of the wife, and the city where they live in. And that's not in the Sefer Torah. So for sure, the fact the husband gave a Sefer Torah to his wife means nothing. So Gemara asks, if so, Rav Yosef, Maika Mashmalon, what is Rav Yosef teaching us? Like Pshita, she's not Megareshes. So he's teaching us, She'ein Me Milun, Agabe Me Milun. That's what he's teaching us. In other words, we don't have to be afraid that maybe really the husband wrote a get on this parchment. Just we can't see it right now. But really, he had it written with walnut water, with this Me Milun. Because even if it happened, over here for sure it's possible. Because even at the beginning, when he wrote it, that's not called Iksaf. As before, though, we had the get was written with Me Milun, even though it got dissolved later. But at the beginning, when it was written, it was not written there on parchment that was worked over with Me Milun. Therefore, at the time when it was written, it was Nikki, you could tell it was there. Just later, it got dissolved and went away. But over here, even at the beginning, when it was written, also it's not Nikker. Because it was written with Iksaf, that's Ein Me Milun, it got in Me Milun. That's Rav Yosef's Chiddush. We have no chash at all to say there was a get written on the Sefer Torah. Because even if it was, still it's possible. Omar Rav Chizav says like this. What's the loch of get shekospo shlo lishmo? You have a get that was written up shlo lishmo. The Sefer first wrote it, not with intentions for this Yaakov, for this Rachel. Then the Heber olav kumus lishmo. But later, when the husband says, I want to use this get, so the Sefer said, you know what? I'll write over the name Yaakov and the name Rachel, like Ikar the get, I'll write it over again, Lishmo. So is it kosher or not? So the Gemara says, Bonu lo machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonin. Maybe this comes to the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin, if just writing over the ksav you have before, like Rashi says, I'll call ice for ice. Like you go over the whole get, and now you have in mind to write it Lishmo, is it kosher or not? That's totally the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin. Titania, because we learn like this. Harei shoit zorach lichta v'sashayim. If a sefer was writing a sefer Torah, and he's supposed to write down, now he's up to writing down Hashem's name, Yudkei Vovkei, v'niskav in lichta v'Yehuda. But he made a mistake, and he had kavona to write Yehuda. Yudhei Vov Daladhei. But v'toi v'lohito boi Dalad, but he made a mistake and did not write the Dalad in Yehuda. But rather he only wrote Yudkei Vovkei. So it comes out, really he wrote Hashem's name, but he did not have kavon in the mind to write Hashem's name. So Allah reads the Hashem is possible. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Maver Olav Kulmus, what the Sefer has to do now is go over a second time with his pen over this Yudkei Vovkei, Umekatshoi, and the second time let him have kavon now to do it L'Shem, Kedushas Hashem, and it says it's Kosher Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So you see, if you go over the Ksav, and you do it now lishmo, that's called a good ksav lishmo. But the chachamim oim nechom say, ein hashem min amufcha. No, the shame is not min amufcha, it's not kosher. Why, l'chur? Because you see, you can't make it lishmo. So l'chur, that's the machlokes now, that the second siva, in other words, even though we have before ksav, agabi ksav, is not called a new ksav, but over here it's not a chsaron in the ksav is a good ksav, it's only not lishmo. So it's a machlokes if you can add lishmo to the first ksav. So Gemara says no. Omer Rav Acha or Bar Yaakov Dilma Lohi. Maybe it's not that way. Maybe this is not the machlokes. I'll tell you maybe Ad Kam Lohi Kami Rabbanan Hosom. When did the Rabbanan say over here that the Sefer Torah is possible to be inam? Because the pasuk says Zeh Kelu V'Anvehu. That when you do mitzvahs, you have to do them nice. V'Leka, here it's no good. In other words, when you write a Sefer Torah, you have to write it nice. That means the first time you write it, you have to write it lishmo. Therefore, here it's possible to write it over a second time. Avol hocha, but by get loy, but over here by get, there's no alocha of zekhe levi anveyu, So maybe you could make a lishmo by writing it over the same thing a second time. Therefore, this machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbanin is not the shiloh of our shiloh here. Here is Tama shiloh. Maybe a second ksav, a ksav, a gabe ksav would help to make it into lishmo. So that's what here they apply by a sofik. All right, we'll stop over here. You have holden daf chof omer aleph. Again, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda. Chizda said that Yechilna lemifzalinhu lekula gita diyalma. If Chizda said that it was up to him, he could passel all the gita that were given, he owes the raw passel. So Omer Rav, Rav said back to Rav Chizda, like, my time, what's the reason? He learned, if you want to tell me, Mishum diksiv, because the pasuk says, Vikosav, which really means that the husband is supposed to have the get written, like he's supposed to pay the sofer, supposed to be, he's the one that's supposed to have it written. For Hoch, and we know that the Takana, the Rabbanan is, Ihi Kokosvalei, we know that Allah is that the wife, she is the one that pays the sofer. Like Rashi says, Noisenes Chara sofer, she's the one that gives the money to the sofer, because they're mean to be Gemara, they get pushed, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Mishum Takana Sigunas. There's a new takona that the wife, she pays for the sofer. So it comes out really, it's like she's owning the get. So if so, all the gitin should be posel. So Gemara says, if that's the problem, maybe part of the takona was that the rabbonin were makna this get of the wife to the husband first. Although Rashi is better, Rashi says, Ahu zuza medidor, that the money that she pays for the sofer is if the rabbonin are like mafkarit from her, and give it over to the husband, so maybe it's considered really like the husband is paying for the get. That the command the yoiv le'iyu, that's considered like the husband is paying for the get. Because the klal is the hefka bes and hoi hefka. When bezin says something is hefka, it remains hefka. And who are the bezin has the right to give over the money to somebody else? So maybe enechnami midirabonon, the get, the money is like being paid by the husband. Therefore, the gitin apostle. So Mar says, what other reasons should you have to pass on the Gittin? Ella Mishum the Siv Vinosan. It says Vinosan, the husband has to give something. And here the husband doesn't have to give her anything. Like our Mishnah says, he can write it on the leaf of an olive tree, or else even Isuri Hanor we had before was kosher. So it comes out the husband is not really giving anything to her. So if so, the get should be puzzled. Because usually when the Torah says Lashon of Venosan, Rashi says it means Bar Nesin Sheshava Pruta. Usually means you have to give us something at least worth a Pruta. So every get should have to be worth at least a Pruta. Svara says no, Dilma Nesinas Get. Maybe here what the Torah means, Venosan means to give over a get, the din of the get. You have to give her over a get, and here it does not mean the Sheva Pruta. And Teda, I'll bring you proof of this. The Shocha Mitoma was sent from over there, that Kisvu al-Isuri Hano Kosha, if a get was written on something that's also b'hano, let's say on the leaf of an Atze Yasheram, since it's also b'hano, it's not worth anything, still the get is kosher. So you see clearly, the Halacha is the get is kosher, even though it's not worth a Sheva Pruta. Either Torah says Lashon V'nosan, so here it does not mean a Sheva Pruta, it means you have to give with a din a get. Now Gufa, just before we learned on top, that Shocha Mitoma was sent from over there, that cause for Alisuri Hano kosher. If a get was written on something that's also b'hano and the husband gives it over to his wife, still it's kosher. You see, you don't have to give her a Sheva Pruta. And this the Gemara says, Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Afana Namitanina, I'll bring you a proof from the source from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Alo Shel Zayis, if the get was written on a leaf from an olive tree, it says that it's kosher, and we know a leaf from an olive tree is not worth anything. So Mar says, Dilma Shani Ola Shel Zayis, maybe the leaf of an olive tree is different. I'll tell you maybe the Chozilit Terufei. Because the leaf from an olive tree is Chozilit Terufei, Rashi explains, like, you could put a few of them together, and together they will be worth a Sheva Pruta. So therefore each leaf by itself is called something in Mumnis. But maybe Yisuri Ano is nothing at all, maybe that's worse. So therefore from our Mishnah you don't have a proof. That's why we need Sholcha Mitom that told us, yes, still it's kosher. Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yosel says, that Kisvu al-Isuri hano kosher, if the husband writes a get on something that's also b'hano and gives it over to his wife, still the get is kosher. Now, Nofag Levi went out and Dorsha Meshmeh the Rebbe. when he gave a drosh like in shul, he said over in the name of Rebbe that that's the halacha that you could write a get even on Isuria no, but v'loy kosu, much for the people did not praise him. In other words, they did not accept it because he only said it in the name of Rebbe, so people thought it's only a yochid that holds that way, but that's not really the halacha that way. The rabbin does not hold that way. So therefore, next time Levi gave a drosha, he said mishmei the rabbin. He said it over the name of a rabbin. He didn't just say Rebbe said. He said the rabbin says it. The kosul, then the people praised him and those accepted it. So our kopon, what do we see from Levi? Alma hichos hakavosi. That since Levi went out of his way to make sure that people should accept this drosha, mashma, that's the way we paskin. We take a paskin like Levi. We take a paskin like Rebbe. That we write a get on Isuria, no, the mice of the get discussion. Tana Rabbon went to the price like this. The kosav, the Torah says, the kosav, they have to write the get. The get has to be written. So we darshin v'loy chokak. You cannot just like scratch out. Chokak means to bang out. You can't have like a wooden board and knock out, carve out. Chokak can't carve out Rashi b'tavla b'sak, and you can't carve out the get. That's not called iksiva. But the kosav means writing. So Gemara says, lemeimer, you want to tell me the chakiko lav ksivi? Is it true what you say in the chakiko? Like carving out is not called iksiva? Or reminu, I have a kasher on this. It says clearly that Eved sheyotzo v'ksav shagavi tavla. If an Eved Kenani received a get shikher from his Odon that was written on a plank of wood, or else Pinchas, also type of a plank, kitzur was carved out, is yotzo l'cheres, the halacha is the get is good? And we know all halachas of get shikher, we learn out from get isha. They're also in need of a kosav. So you see, if you carve out something on wood, it is called a kosav. But it says over there, by get shikher, avoloi biksav shagabi kipam v'yan duchteri. But not with the writing that's like woven. If you have some cloth, wool, and you like weave something on top of it in writing, that's no good. That's not called iksav. So Rashi says, kein koiva shotzemer, like a wooden or woolen hat, for noisenes anoshim tachasit, they put underneath the shaitos like, and in this they carve, they sew in letters. So those letters, those are not called iksiva. But if you carve out something in wood or in a plank, that is called iksiva. So Sikasha, how could you tell me v'chokak? Is possible, here at Samashram, I get shikha that it is called iksav. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula, Amar Rebbe Loza, l'kasha. Here there's no stira. Here there's a difference. Ho d'chok toichos, ho d'chok yirechos. There are two ways how you could carve out something on a plank. One way is chok toichos means you carve out around the yois. In other words, you take out part of the wood around the yois in the middle, and the yois itself stays the way it was before. That's possible. Because not called you made the yois is just staying the way it was. You're just carving out the wood around it. And memela you could see the yois. That's possible. Avaho de choki reches. But here, the choki reches, that means you carve out the yois itself. Like the other wood stays still. You carve out the yois, the letters itself. That's called the good ksiva. Zemora says, "V'toiches loy." But if you carve out around the yois, and mainly you have the yois, you want to say that's possible, or a minu or have a kasha. It says aloha by the tzitz that the kohen go to war. We know it had a writing on it of the kodesh lashem. Now it says on the tzitz lehoyu kodesh shakeya. This writing of kodesh lashem that was written on the golden tzitz, it was not sunk in like ella boilet. Rather, the words kodesh lashem was like sticking out. Kedin Rezov, the same way you have a golden coin. Now, Vodin Rezov, a golden coin, Toichosein, how do you make like an emblem on a coin? You take your seal and you bang it in, and that pushes aside the sides, and the middle stays the same way it was before. So you see, that's the way they did by the tzitz to make the Kodesh Lashem, and by the tzitz it's called a Vakosav, it's called a Ksiva. So you see, even Chok Toichos should also be kosher. Sumer says no. What the Brisa means to say is Kedin Rezov, but for like Kedin Rezov. It's like a golden coin, but not completely. Kedin Rezov, in one point, it's like a golden coin, the boilet. That's true, just like a golden coin, the words stick out. By the tits, also the words Kodesh Hashem stuck out. But for like Kedin Rezov, it wasn't made like Kedin Rezov is made. By a golden coin, you press out the sides, and the middle of the middle sticks out. But over here by the tzitz, they knocked out the words Kodesh Lashem. So Rashi explains what they did is they turned the tips upside down. On the back of it, they like banged in the words Kodesh Lashem. And then when you turn it on the other side, the words Kodesh Lashem is like sticking out. So true, the words Kodesh Lashem was sticking out. But not that they pressed down the sides, but rather they pressed out the middle from the back. So that's called Chok Yerechos, that your mamash making the Oseus itself, that's kosher. Oh, Malay Ravina L'Ravashi. So Ravina said back to Ravashi, Roishama. When you have a Roisha, means a seal. How does the seal work when you want to press something down to make a chosim, to make a seal? Michrat Choritz, do we say the pshat is that it smoothens out the sides, and then maybe you have the middle, and that will be possible, that's called like Chok Teichos? Like Kenufi Machna, for else no, it pushes together the middle to make the Oseus itself stick out, and that would be called a good surah, that would be called like Chok. That would be called like Chok Yerechos, that would be kosher. So that's the Shaila, how does the seal work? Rashi said the Nafkaminer is, can you make a get this way or not? The Amalei said back to Michrat Choritz, you should know it just presses out the sides, and therefore it's not called a Ksiva. Eis v'esav kasher again, it says by the tzitz again, Loiho yukos v'shokeya elaboylet. The words Kodesh Lashem were not sunk in, but sticking out better. Kedin reizov, like a golden coin. Now in the golden coin, they make with a stamp, with a seal. Now sakodat, if you want to tell me, Michrat Choritz, how does the seal work? It just pushes out the sides, and the middle remains the way it was before. So that's not called a ksiva. If so, ho.